Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Recollect Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5. Khadija Ali Coleman and I are having a conversation. We are Black mothers recollecting what our daughters have taught us. Today is my daughter's 22nd birthday. What? Yep. They go from those little bitty cute hands to manicures. Mm-hmm. In this conversation, we are both authors. Khadija Ali Coleman is a playwright and an author and an amazing sister, and she is the director of the Hurston Wright Foundation and has written so many things about homeschooling and being the amazing mother that she is. It so happens that this episode was taped in December as we were both between semesters, and Khadija has COVID. Oh no, but she is recovering well in this episode. She is way long since recovered at this point. And we talk about things that we have said to our daughters and how we wish we could put those things back in our mouths. We offer so many wonderful, graceful moments that we didn't expect to have while we laugh our asses off at ourselves. I want y'all to just have a good time listening to this, but I really want you to think about the young folks in your lives who sometimes we discount and forget that they have, as young adults, so much to teach us. So listen in, enjoy, and remember, if you like what you're hearing, don't forget to drop something in the jukebox. These episodes are listener supported. All right, enjoy.
Oh. It's so committed, like just a shitty ass, demonic ass, slave driving ass character. It has held character for the entire year, and so here we are.
I see that. For me, 2022 is like, I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna make some changes. And she's like this long, way taller than me. Like she's like 8 foot tall, wiry, Black Gumby looking character who's running so fast that she's like tripping over herself, and she's like getting a torn meniscus and plantar fasciitis, and she's breaking her elbow, but she's like, I was gonna do some stuff in 2022, and she is a hot mess.
I will not miss this year.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I hope your birthday was good otherwise, so.
Yeah, my partner has been spectacular, like.
Oh, sweet.
He's just, like, I don't even understand, like, he just takes so good care of me, so much. Aww. I can't even speak because I'm so overwhelmed with how he checks in with me, and, like, we already have rituals. I've only had this virus since Sunday, or been. Because yeah. I wasn't feeling the best on Saturday, but I still was dedicated to partying this yeah. entire week.
Yeah.
But Sunday I woke up and he was like, you need a test. And it was very COVID-y.
Yeah.
And he's just been like keeping me Aww. Hydrated. And our daughter came home on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want either of them to get it, but they've just been so loving. So that's been the highlight.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'll let you go, but I was getting ready to launch into questions. Like, how old's your daughter? But we talked about that. I know she's in college, and she's was in California, but
yeah, San Francisco. She's yeah. a writer too.
Oh, that's so awesome!
Yeah, yeah. Remember I told you I homeschool her, but
yeah, I remember that part too.
So I'm glad she's home and she's safe.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. It's like my journey never impacts her journey, and I'll talk yeah. about that on the podcast. Is
yeah,
that was probably the biggest lesson that I had as a parent.
Yeah, I want to hear
realizing that our children don't have the same journey, and
yeah,
like she really had to teach me about not all of my negative shit, like yeah. putting that on her, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I need all those lessons that I could get a hold of. My daughter's teaching me some, and you know, because I won't keep talking, but I didn't have, my parents had what they had, So whatever was in that pot that was good, I was able to take from it. But there was a lot that they didn't know clearly what the world. So so some of those things, I...
Me too. Did, when you were telling me your story, it totally resonated with me. Yeah. You know, my mother had me when she was 19, and she met my father when he was in prison. So if you can imagine, like, what in the entire fuck? Yeah. What were people around them thinking to allow that to happen? Like, what And so, like, when you... I totally get it. So, like, we're making this shit up as we go.
Yeah, making it up as we go. And sometimes the kids are turning around and teaching us, and that's good, because if we're open to it, so... They're teaching us the stuff and telling us what needs to be what. And, you know, and I'm that's why I'm like, y'all got some, what, y'all got some lessons on parenting? I know that the kids are grown, but I'm still learning stuff. So, you know.
I know we keep saying we're going to go, but I know the story that I have told repeatedly has been when she was like maybe 10. So this was like maybe almost 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years ago in January. I had taken some of my students. I was a faculty advisor for student publications at this community college. And I was homeschooling her. So, of course, I took her on any of my work trips.
Yeah.
And so I was taking them to this journalism conference in California. Excuse me. And she was like, oh, this will be great because I'll get to meet all of... the YouTubers that I follow, or at least one of them. And she just had a list of things that, and so I was just like, that's not how this works. You're not gonna just go to California and just meet them. Like, they're not gonna just be in the street. And I just remember her looking at me, and it was like, no reason, like, why did I do that? Like, I was I'm such an asshole. So then I was like, okay, you might meet them, but that's usually not how it happened. I think I tried to soften it, but it was just so negative. And so we went, you know, I took maybe four of my students, and we went to California, and very early on, we realized that the conference was white as hell. Did none of us want to be there, so me as the adult said, let's skip the conference, and let's go downtown and hang out and see the stars on the boardwalk. So they were like, okay. So two of them wanted to go into the store, so we were waiting, my daughter, and then I think it was just one, and the guys had gone into the boutique, and we were just sitting there waiting for them, and my daughter just starts crying. So long story short, she sees one of her YouTubers that she said she was going to see. Right, walking down the street, just like I said, was not going to happen. That was crazy. He was with his mother, and you may know him now. He's like a well-known actor. But he's been on everything from that show Snowfall. His name is I forget his name, but he's an actor now. But the whole point is that she met him. He took this picture with her that went viral. All of this shit. So, like, for me, all that I could think about is that I'm up here telling her that isn't, like, why would you even think that's possible? And her mother, and like, that changed a lot at that moment. It's like, oh my God, like, I can't be, like...
Oh my gosh. It's reminding me of so much, and it's making me kind of sad because my daughter is struggling right now to figure out what she wants to do. And I remember we went to a conference in California, and she was a teenager, and we did the same thing, skipped the conference. We were doing all this stuff that she really wanted to do. And part of me being very negative was sort of behind the scenes, but they can still feel it even if you don't say it. Being like, because we wanted to visit she wanted to do acting, so we were going to visit the schools there. So we did that, and, you know, we found out the tuition, and it was just like, whoa, like astronomical, like $70,000 or something like that. And so I kind of went into a, you know, that's not going to happen, that kind of space. And I think I saw my daughter lose something on that trip that I don't think she has gotten back yet. She's searching for it now. And it has been, you know, heartbreaking and hard for me thinking about the ways that, you know, that she has tried to tell me that your multi-generational stuff comes through and impacts me, you know. And Yeah, I mean, if I had that moment to do all over again, because I said I wasn't going to do that, because I remember a moment like that with my son.
Right.
But then, like, you're being in, like, survival mode, and you're thinking about the bills, and you think about, like, and then just, like, stuff like that came out my mouth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just like when somebody has a dream, just like with my dreams, like, anything is possible. You just
right.
have to, if that's what that person says is what
right.
they want, you help them figure it out. You know, so that they
right.
can have it.
Right. And it's not on you to look at your own, what you feel you're capable of or what
yeah.
has happened to you.
Exactly.
I am so sorry. I'm crying.
No,
like,
you,
I need,
you,
I'm going to go take a nap.
You crying for my sake, because I'm like, you didn't drop some knowledge. I'm ready to go. I got to go. I got to go sit somewhere and cry. You take your COVID ass to bed. And I'm going to go get some tea and cry.
Okay. So I'm going to reach out to you
okay.
as soon as I get better, because I really want us to reschedule.
Okay.
I really like talking to you.
Yeah,
like,
I like talking
to
you too.
My friend.
Yeah, same here. And I will tell you that whenever I do, so that the conversations can stay conversational, whenever I do a podcast, I push record before I even, you know, push anything on Zoom. So my phone has recorded 9 minutes and 39 seconds of us talking.
Aww,
and
okay.
we, you know, and just like to get content, and we don't have to use anything that you don't want to use, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I just
I don't mind anything we talked about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, cuz I would have shared that, cuz that really has, I mean, and it's important for me to share that, because she wasn't like a little, she was 10, but folks think that, you know, that especially when I tell them I'm homeschooling and she's doing so well, that, oh, you must have had all the entire process, even now, is like, it's crafted as we go.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot what you were talking about when we talked earlier about these lessons,
mm-hmm.
and being open to receiving them and reflect on them so that they don't repeat. And
mm-hmm.
that has been what I've tried to put in operation, is like, this has happened for a reason, to learn from this and to not continue to do it. But
mm-hmm.
by no means, I mean, is our relationship perfect, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's definitely still fraught with, you know, she's 19, so she's still a teenager. It's still...
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to mold me into, you know, all of, you know.
Yeah.
But then the next day, I love you to infinity. You understand me. So, you know, all
yeah.
of those things. But
yeah. Yes, goodness gracious. I needed to, today was the day to, I needed to hear that. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, now you definitely need a nap. You just worked emotionally.
Like, oh my God. Well, I mean, the story's not new, but it just, it upsets me just because
I'm
ashamed.
Yeah. Well, I am too about my things, and I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm trying to, and I also don't want to be doing more that's going to, like, I don't want to do the other end of the spectrum. It's just like, now trying to I don't want to start overcompensating. And she's like, I just need to figure it out. But then there I am pasting my, maybe you need this, maybe you need that. Because what I'm really trying to do is compensate for the things that I felt like maybe was my voice that took some stuff away. But I think either way, it's like what she most needs is to know that I'm there for her.
Right.
And that,
right.
you know, because she's probably going to be moving back here. And that I'm there for her. She's 21.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
Okay, so that's right. She's,
yeah.
They're just near the same age.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely can't take it back. But
yeah.
I know, so when my daughter decided that she wanted to, actually it was that trip where she decided she was going to go to school in California.
Yeah.
That far in advance. And so when it came time to go into school in California, that it was coming back to me to like, hell no, you're not going across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than because it was all the things like, we can't afford that shit. Mm-hmm. You don't have anybody over there. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen to you. Like, just fear. Yeah. All the negativity. That was immediately welled up. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's like, you had all these scholarships that have been given to you, that have been offered to you locally. Why don't you just want to stay local? Make it convenient for me and Dad, right? Because it's all about us. But everything was creeping in. And so then I was like, stop. Mm-hmm. But I did say, you know, you can go over there if you have community, if you have a scholarship, we're not going to send you over there to struggle, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay. And then she made it happen. Wow. And that's where she got her scholarship. She reached out to them, said she wanted an interview because an interview was optional. Mm-hmm. She went on an interview. They met her. And they were like, you would be perfect for this new scholarship program that we have. Then she went and auditioned for that, interviewed for that, mm-hmm. got that. So that covered tuition, mm-hmm. and it gave her a community. So she made happen everything that I said had to happen in order for her to be able to go. So then I just had to shut the hell up, sit back, and let her live her life.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that is really all we can do. It's like, especially once we've unleashed or said what we've said and can't replace it, at least we can try to just do better.
Yeah.
To not keep packing it on. But that has just been ongoing. I find is just trying to not necessarily censor myself, but reflect on like, where is this coming from? What space is this coming from? Mm-hmm. And usually it's fear, because I'm just so afraid a lot of times that I don't want something to happen to her. I don't want her to experience any of the negativity that I've experienced.
Yeah.
I just don't want her to have hardship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but I realize that that's not what we're supposed to block them from, but we're supposed to be here when that happens to be a support, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right. It's like, it's hard to be like, there's nothing I can do now about those things, but I have let her know. Some of it I'm just literally in this conversation discovering as we talk about the California thing. But I've thought that before. I was like, when was the last time I really saw her happy? Because she's asking herself that question now. She was saying like before she went to high school. But I think that's when I saw something shift, you know, and things can shift at 15, but I saw her shift, like we came home from that trip and she was different, you know? Yeah.
And then they don't have it easy now either. Like this has been really hard. But she's in college now?
No, she just graduated in May. And then she had to do a class like with all the COVID stuff. And a bunch of kids had this problem where they graduated, and then over the summer, the school emails them and goes, oh my gosh, actually, there's 3 credits missing. So in your advisement over the last 2 years, which was during COVID, something got missed. And there was a bunch of, like 2 other friends of mine were like calling me going, do you know what the hell just happened to me? And I was like, that just happened to us. So she had to take some classes. She had to take a class this summer.
In same school or different school?
Same school.
Okay.
And then since then, it's just like, wait, what now? What do I do with myself? And yeah, and so some of that is like, I think what I can do at this point, which I was about to miss out on, is let her have the space. If she needs to have her hand on home base while she figures it out, to let her have that, because I've needed that before in my life. When I was 21 and another mother, somebody else's mother did that for me, and just not be so much in a space of like you were saying about the fear of, you know, well, what's going to happen if my daughter's living here and she's not doing this and she's not doing that. And what's, you know, what is that going to mean? Is she getting ready to go down a rabbit hole and just sit and play Nintendo all day? Or like she has said that she needs space to figure out, like to sort of recollect herself, to put herself back together and go, okay, now what? Because of all the things that happened, I mean, she was studying abroad and was going to go back, when COVID happened. And that ended, you know. So there's been all these, she's had at least two, like, impacting events during college that took her in different directions while she was in college. And so now it's over. And you just struggle to get to the end, and now it's over. Now what? You know, so rather than, I hear what you're saying, like, rather than me, like, acknowledging for her is important, that I remember that time. And that something shifted for her, so that, because that information may help her to say, well, when was I happy and what things were important to me that might still be important to me to explore. But at the same time, I feel like it's important for me not to be like, which I almost did the other day. I was like, maybe you could take an acting class. You know, she was like, Mom, stop. You know, it's like to let that stuff go of maybe you could do this, maybe you could do that. Because that's more coming from a place of me trying to make amends for the moments that I feel like I had shortcomings, or that I didn't have quite enough understanding in order to know to do different. It's like, just do different now, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
that resonates with me. I can totally empathize. You know, when you've been teaching, are your students mainly seniors, or have they been juniors too?
Well, juniors and seniors.
I've had juniors and seniors, and it's just been such a year with this age group. And just with one assignment that I had given them was to present their research to the class, and realize, like, some of them, like, this is the first presentation they ever did, and they're like juniors and seniors, because they started school with COVID. So it's just, I can't even begin to imagine how these young people feel going through a global pandemic while they're in college, which is already a transition journey. You know, it could be either a nightmare or just a saga of liberation, you know, depending on who you ask.
Exactly, right?
But, you know, it's so much. So to be a highly involved parent and empathetic parent is kind of like, what do you do?
Yeah, it's like you want to do something. That's my big thing, is that it's my superpower and my curse. You know, it's just like, I want to do something. And it's just like, when there is nothing to do for me to do, it's like, it's not yours to do. Then it can be very, very hard for me sometimes, because I find myself making myself be still and allow and to have faith, you know? Wow. All right, Miss Khadija.
I will definitely let you know when I'm hoping that this will be over soon. I'm not as congested as I've been. I'm not sleeping as much, and I have my voice, because I didn't have my voice yesterday. So
that's good. Did you find that? Because I've debated sometimes about mask on, mask off, and like, I know people who have done mask on and have caught it. Fewer of them, but have still caught it. And ones who were doing the mask, but have now not doing the mask, and they were fine and boosted, plus boosted, and like all of us have been, and then still caught it. And I've been asking people who have it, like, were you mask on?
I wasn't. I had, like, for most of the past, because it's almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So I would say that I had become lax after I got the last booster. I was I should be good.
Yeah.
I'm not really out and about. And even in my classroom, I wouldn't get near my students.
Yeah.
So I might, and I wouldn't want them. So, like, you can't come near me, you know, and they were getting sick, like,
my students RSV, were too.
So I just, like, please, you just can't come near me. But I had started, the past 2 weeks, I think I've gone out the most than I have in the past 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's that time of year, you know?
Yeah, so I had a lot of events, and I was just like, yes, I'm out, and I'm good. I was, and that was what we were talking about, is that I've been having, like, mobility issues, like, just even walking up and down the steps. Yeah. And this whole week, I've been saying, like, I am feeling great. Like, and, like, even now with COVID, I don't have the mobility issues. So, it's so crazy. I'm like, what, are they psychosomatic? Like, what? I don't even.
I think that stuff is real. And that stress sends the signals, the fluids, the everything to those parts of the body as if they have been injured.
Yes.
And then the injury is real. Like, it shows up. If you go to the doctor, they're like, yeah, you have a this and that. Yeah. You know, because I feel like that's what happened with, like, I didn't have plantar fasciitis. It's like this, I've been hiking all over the place and doing everything, but I came back from a very, you know, where I held up on a trip, you know, to visit my son and them. And when I came back, it was almost immediate. It was like literally the day after I got back that it was just like my feet, I woke up and I almost couldn't walk. Wow. And then it's like, it's real, because, you know, you go to the doctor and they're like, yeah, it's real. Like, you can, you like the muscles are over this and over that and in your feet and all this stuff. But at the same time, it's like, but why did it happen, like, literally after I was probably as stressed as, at that point, I got a lot more stressed during the year, but as stressed as I had been during the year at that moment, yeah. You know?
That's so crazy you say that, because I had told my partner, my theory was that the stress had, the inflammation had shown up in my legs, you know, mm-hmm. not feeling supported, so what is impacted my legs. Mm-hmm. But then when COVID happened, my body was like, okay, forget that now. we gotta go to other places. Because, like, all of the areas where you have lymph nodes,
yeah.
I could just feel my T cells, like, activated. And so then my legs were free. Like, I mean, literally no knee pain. I'm walking up and down the steps.
It's, wow.
I'm good in that respect. But then my body, like, you know, I could feel, like, even, like, mouthwash,
yeah,
like, burn my whole mouth. You could just feel it working and attacking all these germs, and it was crazy. Yeah. So I'm just very more sensitive to what's happening in my body now.
Yeah,
but I don't have the same issues in my legs that I've had now for over a year.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah. It's crazy. Something. Like, our body, like, the mind and body connection just fascinates me so much.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because I, you know, I think of myself as so expressive and connected, but I do know that I have an extraordinary gift of compartmentalization and to be functional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that there are some things that I probably do not focus on, because then I'll just be crying and inactive all day, because I'll probably have a nervous breakdown. And so I know how to compartmentalize mm-hmm. and be and intellectualize something, but not really delve into the emotion of it, because I mean, I know that I'm not emotionally ready yet to do that.
Yeah. I know, God, our bodies, you know.
It's like, so my body is just probably be, my body, I know, cusses me the hell out mm-hmm, and be like, bitch, mm-hmm, no, what do we do?
Like, stop. No. I know, because my body is that most of the problems that I have had, I've had all these problems with my body since school started at Central. I mean, I've had all these things go on. And the thing that, like, so today I went anyway to my Zumba class, but I stood in an A-frame and did stuff because I don't want it. The whole knee thing is not ready for any of that. It's just like, just stay stable. But I was like, but the classes weren't happy. You know, it's part of my happy. And I need to, like, you know, if the things that stress me make my body go out and then my body can't do the things that make me happy, then I'm going to get even more stressed. And then what's going to happen? I'm just going to spiral downward. And so, that's what we've done in this conversation. I'm spiraling downward. I have to come back. I'm like, look, come back, Zelda, come back. I'm a little happy. I'm a little happy fly. Oh my God. Come on back.
I don't mean for you to spiral out. And I started that. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm just talking drunk. You know?
Infecting you with my COVID thoughts.
You know my happy ass ain't spiraling because it's like, I ain't got to go to the job I don't want to go to. So I'm happy as hell. And there's a whole bunch of emails. They're like, well, I had tried this and the link don't work and your budget stuff didn't. And I'm like, I'm pretending like I don't see that because I ain't, you know, it's break.
That's right.
So it's like, wow, whatever, like whatever. Whatever, yeah. Whatever, whatever, whatever.